by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
God does not want you to be foolish or irresponsible when it comes to finding the right person to spend the rest of your life with. He wants you to be wise, and he wants you to be equipped with wisdom. Now, let me give you some guidelines for choosing a good marriage partner. All right, number three, make sure you're equally yoked. Now, I'm talking to a Christian audience here, people that are born again. That means you're both saved. You have common beliefs and values, that you both are anchored in the Word. You're going to live by the Word. Sometimes you can have two people that say, but they don't believe alike at all. So you want to make sure that there ain't going to be no conflict. When Cece and I went for marriage counseling, I thank God for the man that counseled us. His name was Reverend Tutson. But he sat there in the session that we had with him. He said, now, you grew up in a Baptist church. She grew up in a Catholic church. Y'all going to have any problems with what you believe? He wanted to know. You're going to have any problem with what you believe? Y'all raised with different background religiously. You're going to have any problem how you believe? I said, no. We had a Bible there. I say, we both believe this. This is what we live by right here. We don't care what the Baptists say. We don't say what the Catholics say. What really governs our life is what this Word say. Amen. We're going to line up with this. He said, all right, no problem. He said, you're going to have any problem how you raise your children? Now, Cece didn't get many spankings when she was growing up, because she was a good girl. She's scared of a whooping. Now, Daddy gave me whoopings. But I said, see, you know, we're going to raise our children. I said, we're going to raise our children according to the Bible. Bible have things in there about how to discipline your children. I said, we're just going to follow the prescription in the Bible. We're just going to do what the Bible say do. No problem there. Got any problem with your finances? No, we both givers. You know, we balance each other. I'm more conservative. She more like the spin. You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. But I balance her out. And if it wasn't for her, you know, in some things there, we wouldn't have nothing. Because I'd be saving everything. We might be living out our car, but we got money in the bank. We got money in the bank. That's all right. Fold that seat down there. Get one of the ones that fold down. Put a pillow in the back of that thing back there. We all right? Hey, we all right? Hey, there's shade tree you can park on that night. So we balance each other. So, you know, I put a constraint on her with the spending. She put a constraint on me with being stingy. I'm not stingy. I'm just conservative. I'm not a stingy person. That's not it. But I'm real conservative. I don't like to waste money. She don't like to waste either, but most women, y'all know y'all shoppers. Yeah. I mean, y'all just made different than us. You know, you go out there in the mall, you might find one man store out there in the whole mall. Who they build a mall for? The mall is built for the women. Think about it. I went into a mall up there in Monroe. I said, y'all got a men's shoe store? No, we ain't got one. Y'all don't even have a men's shoe store in the mall? No. And you look around all these women's shoe stores. Yes. Listen, people in the world have figured out that it's a woman that's spending the money. The man is the one making it in most cases, and the woman's the one spending it. Go to the grocery store today. Go out there in Sam's. Count the number of women you see and the number of men. Case closed. You gotta have, when we're talking about being equally yoked, common beliefs and values, common interests and hobbies. Now, you can have different things that you like to do, but you ought to have something in common. You won't marry somebody you ain't got nothing in common with. You won't even be able to find a good conversation. If you ain't got nothing in common, you ain't got nothing to talk about. You ever sat at a table with somebody you didn't have nothing in common with? You couldn't find no common ground, the thing both of y'all like. I'm going to tell you, it's just the boringest thing. You know, just looking around, like trying to make up conversation. That's misery, trying to make conversation up. But I thank God for Cece because she loves sports. God knew what I needed. So when I want to watch football, she beat me to the TV. You tell her she ain't going to watch the Miami Heat tonight. I'll be just like Owen. Wait till in the morning. She loves sports. I love sports. We got that in common. She likes sports I don't even like. I remember one night I came in, she walked in hockey. I said, what you doing? I grew up in Philadelphia. I like hockey. I said, I don't watch no hockey around here. I don't even know what that hockey is. I don't even know what they're doing. All they do is hit each other out there. Fight all the time. That's all hockey was to me, guys. I did like hitting one another. She said, they know all the rules and everything. I said, well, explain it to me. And I got all confused. I said, that's all I want to know. You got to have common things, things in common. You have to have common goals in life. You had to set goals, and you want the same things out of it. You want to marry somebody that's going the same direction you're going in. You don't want to marry somebody going the opposite direction. You want somebody going in the same direction. You want somebody that you naturally have chemistry with, and compatibility means you got to have mutual attraction. So you want somebody that look good to you. Right? Like I say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You want somebody that look good to you. Right? You're going to look at them for the rest of your life. Praise God. Number four, make sure you are whole, that you're a whole person. You see, you don't need someone else to make you complete. Right. See, that's the error that a lot of people say. I just need somebody to complete my life. You're supposed to already be complete. Amen. You're supposed to already be whole already. You should need another person to fill a void in your life. I know that there's compatibility, we have that, but I'm talking about you as an individual person. You need to be a whole person on the inside and not be looking for somebody to make you complete, because man will never be able to satisfy you. And if you marry somebody with the expectation that they're going to make your life better, then you're setting yourself up for a fall. You need to be whole. All I can talk about is me and Cece. You know, I can't talk about your marriage. I'm going to talk about mine. All right? When I met Cece, she was a whole person. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just, what I'm saying, she had her own life. She wasn't looking for me to make her complete. What God did when he put us together, he caused us to complement one another. I was already whole. I was a whole man, full man. You know, I'm whole on the inside. I mean, if the Lord had said she ain't the one, I just kept going. See, I ain't had to have her. She didn't have to have me like I got to have him. No, God put us together because to compliment one another, but we were both single. Single means whole. Don't single mean whole? When you say one, that means unity. You are a whole person. You are one. You are single. You are complete in your relationship with God. And then God just adds somebody to your life that just make your life better. Amen. Things just get added when you get married. Praise God. Amen. Being married only complements who you are and adds love and value to your life. If you're dependent on someone else to make you complete, you will eventually be disappointed. If Cece is looking to me for her happiness, she's going to be disappointed most of her life, because I'm flesh. I'm going to make mistakes. She should be looking to the Lord for her fulfillment. Right? And vice versa. All right, number five. And this is the last one we'll give you today. Only marry a friend. Only marry a friend. Friendship in marriage is important. Friendship is built through good communication, spending time together, sharing your deepest, most intimate thoughts and desires. Friends enjoy one another's companies. Friends defend each other, promote each other, and work together. Yes. So I'm going to say, you want to marry a friend. Now, I don't mean that in a casual way. I'm talking about someone that you fall in love with. You want to make sure that that person is also your friend.
Yes. Amen.
Some people marry, they don't have no friendship at all. They ain't even friends. They might say, well, we lovers. But you got to be friends.
Yes.
I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Years ago, CeCe and I took a marriage class called Strike the Original Match. And we were in this class with just a lot of people in the church, and they had us prioritize the things that was important to us. Now, we had been married maybe a couple of years or something like that. And they had you to put on this list your top 10 priorities as a couple. And then you didn't put your name on it. You just, it was like a survey, your top 10 things. All right. When CeCe and I turned our survey in, we didn't have any kids at the time. But I'm going to tell you, sex was way at the top of our list. Because we're newlyweds, you know, a couple of years. We're friends. That was one of our priorities in our relationship. And then there were some people that had been married like 10 years, 15 years, and sex was like number 9. And I say, like, man, what's wrong with them? Sex dropped so low. I get down so low. What's wrong with these people in here? I mean, there's a lot of them like 7, 8, 10. So what? Me and CeCe, we didn't understand because, you know, we just newlyweds, just me and her. And as time has gone by, I realize when children come along, job changes, physical changes, health changes, that sex started getting lower and lower, because especially when them children come along, you got to be ripping and running here and taking care of them. And so sometimes those things lose their priority and they end up way down there. So now you got a husband and a wife that's not having a whole lot of intimacy, but they done built a life together. You know why? Through friendship. Because friendship will take you through the times that there's no sex. If all you got is sex going, I'm going to tell you, when times get rough, they really get rough. Because you don't have a friend. You don't have somebody you can talk to and confide in if you don't have a friend. You don't have somebody to share those deep, intimate thoughts and feelings with if you don't have a friend. You see what I'm saying? So you have to be a friend. If you want to remarry, you want to make sure that you're friends first before you ever become lovers. And some people get it backwards. They throw the whole thing into a quagmire because they become lovers before they're friends, and now they got their soul is tied. Now they can't make clear decisions. They can't even think straight no more.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Hey.